Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love meth. Yeah, I knew I'd trick you. I wonder if you guys would sing that. This is Doug Loves Meth. It's Tuesday, November 5th, 2013, and we're coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, land of the best vehicular mishaps. I almost said mashups. So as you know, if you read my tweets or listen to Doug Loves Minis, I got into a car accident yesterday. Another car like came at me on La Cienega, like just head on, like out of nowhere, just straight at me. And all I got to say is, thanks, airbags. You really saved me and would have saved the person in the passenger seat if there was someone sitting there. Because that airbag deployed too. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it really, the incident put things in perspective for me, and I realized that my life was headed in a direction that I didn't like, and that I, quite frankly, have not been seeing enough movies. I've been spending so much time talking about them on podcasts that I'm just not seeing enough movies. On my to-see list, to give you examples, Pacific Rim, The Heat, ACOD, 12 Years a Slave, Carrie, Francis Ha, Captain Phillips, Rush, Enough Said. Enough Said is what I'm saying. How many more do I need to have? Like, that's an amazing list of movies that might be good. And so here's what I'm going to do. Starting tomorrow, I pledge to all of you, before God, whatever God is, that I'm going to watch at least one full-length feature film a day for as long as I can. Like, I'm going to try to do it for the rest of my life. Might be like 3 weeks. Might be a couple of days. But, you know, you've got plenty of opportunity to squeeze in a movie if you really put your mind to it. I claim to love weed, and I do that every day. I love food, and I do that every day. This podcast needs to be in line with those, so I need to see a movie a day and then tell you guys what I think of it. And I'm going to call it Doug's Movie a Day. And, you know, I'll tell you about it on Twitter or on the podcast or on Doug Loves Minis. Austin, Texas, I'll see you this weekend at Fun 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 Fest. And Houston, Texas, I'll see you at Warehouse Live Friday, November 15th. And at the Alamo Draft House for the Benson Movie Interruption on November 16th of Love Actually. Was anyone here at the Cine Family Interruption of Love Actually last December-ish? Did anybody go to that? Of course, you two guys are there. That was a really fun movie to interrupt. I generally don't like to interrupt a movie more than once, but since it's been a year, I figure, you know, I'll have some really good Sheriff Rick jokes that I didn't have 1 year ago. The prize bag has got a lot of great stuff in it that let's just discuss with the guests when they get out here. Please give a big, warm welcome to returning game winner Clara Kramer and Lauren Lapkus and Bert Kreischer. Lapkus. That's right. Come on out. Sit wherever you like. I'm a little disconcerted that, you know, I invited a couple of nice ladies to the show and I get to sit next to Bert.
It is unfortunate.
Nice job, man. Claire Kramer is back, you guys. Woo-hoo! Pregnant.
Thanks.
8.5 months pregnant. Champion.
I'm breaking my record from last week of being the most pregnant ever guest.
Yeah, you keep
more pregnant
making it
week.
Harder and harder for people to reach. No offense to anybody else on the panel, but I hope you keep winning until...
until birth.
And I kind of want it to happen on the show.
Listen, I just walked into the door jam. I mean, things are amiss, so...
If you go into labor, I've been there for two of them. I got it.
Okay, nice.
Totally got it. Heads up, they shit.
That's the part I'm most afraid of.
It didn't happen to me, but I'm
you didn't?
You did.
Oh, my wife fucking grew a tail.
But
that's when I knew I was in over my head. Okay. My wife's taking a dump in the center of a room, and no one's mentioning it. They're like, what's her blood pressure? I'm like, elevated, I think. Take a look.
You're like, what? But did she have an epidural?
Yeah, and they botched it.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I had natural, like...
Oh, you did natural?
Yeah. And you didn't...
What, are you a fucking frontier
right.
woman?
I'm from Ohio, I told you.
Are you fucking in a bathtub? Well, they're clapping. You're clapping. No, you don't even know what the fuck
first
that is.
Of all, you're looking at the wrong people. And secondly...
You didn't fucking...
She played a god on television.
That's right, baby.
So
Buffy, I dated a chick who was really obsessed with Buffy. And I watched it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't I was in the room.
You can admit it. You watched me.
The only person I really was like into, and I don't know if this is gay, but David Boreanaz.
Well, he did get a spinoff. You weren't the only one.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And he's from Philly, and I saw him eat at Yamashiro one time, and I was obsessed. I could not stop looking at him, and I was like, he's so much hotter than his wife.
I went to a strip club with that guy once in Canada.
David Boreanaz?
The brass rail.
Probably, yeah.
The most famous Canadian strip club.
All right, let's get Lauren into this, because you guys...
Hey, guys. Hey, how are you?
I was just trying to describe you to Bert earlier, and I said, of course, Orange is the New Black, which is another show he pretends to like.
Oh.
Love it.
Oh, you're kidding
Just
me?
Saw the pilot.
Okay.
But I do fucking love it. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I really do. It's a fucking amazing show. Congrats.
Were you in the pilot?
No.
See, there you go.
I thought you'd be great in it.
Oh, thank you.
Like, had you been in it, it would have been so much better.
Well, then you should keep watching, because it's about to go up a notch.
And then I do.
Are you sort of in and out?
Yeah,
recurring?
I'm recurring, yeah.
All right, cool.
I play a corrections officer. Typical.
Typecasting.
Typecasting, obviously.
And,
did you think you were going to get that when you went in an audition?
Not at all.
You don't look correctional.
No.
Hey, Bert, you know that I have questions, right?
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, Doug.
But seriously, you don't look correctional.
Yeah, no, that was very shocking. I didn't think, but I played a very naive corrections officer who gets kind of pushed around, so it's not that crazy in the end.
Yeah. Right, no, you're making that face right now.
Yeah. Don't hurt me.
Pushed around, what are you going to do, face? And you're also in a movie that's coming out in December, though, with Owen Wilson.
Yeah, You Are Here.
What?
Is the name of that movie.
Yeah. That's a hard one to have conversations about. Have you seen You Are Here?
No, You Are Here.
What?
We Are. What?
That text was fucked up, man. What's wrong with your text? What's it about?
It's about Zach Galifianakis's dad dies, and he and Owen are old friends, and Owen goes back to help him deal with the estate.
What do you do?
I'm a meteorologist.
I see that.
Yeah, totally.
Tell us about your films that you've done, Bert. I loved how you looked over at Claire when I started that sentence.
I know. You're like, tell about your films. And I was like, guys, you want to handle this one?
Why aren't you in movies?
I'm not good.
What were you doing when they cast Big Ass Spider?
Yeah.
Wait, I saw that on someone. What? Next one?
You saw Big Ass Spider?
Big Ass Spider on someone's IMDb today.
It could have been mine.
Is that yours? What's Big Ass Spider?
Big Ass Spider. It's a big ass spider.
I'm going to give you a heads up because we're neighbors. There is and this isn't funny.
Should we just put in a recording of you saying that right at the top of the show? To cover every digression.
We have a horrible Black Widow epidemic.
No, that's the worst.
They're so bad in the valley, they're fucking everywhere. And I literally have two lives. One before Black Widow spiders and one after. They're fucking everywhere and you have young kids. I'm telling you, get a fucking... I'm just... Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Black Widow spiders are everywhere in the valley.
And what do they do to you?
They kill you. You know, my wife got bit one by one, though, and it just got, like, a stomach ache.
But that's a weird reaction.
Her or the spider?
I think it's an urban legend, though. I mean, not the biting and the...
The brown ones that
epidemic.
Kill you?
Oh.
Brown recluse.
Yeah.
The brown recluse is, like, the most...
Is it recluse or recluse?
Tomato, tomato.
Do you think it's based off of them not wanting to hang out with other spiders?
It could be.
I got some emergency drinking water in the prize bag.
Oh, my God.
That's a good thing.
If anybody gets parched.
My ass off.
Yeah, that's from when I was on Talking Dead. And then...
Is it just water?
Yeah. It's just like zombie apocalypse water.
Oh,
just in case.
Yeah, just one pouch. You know, don't get excited.
I saw your episode of Talking Dead.
It was so much fun to do.
That is a fun show.
I was really proud of myself because the next week Marilyn Manson was on, and I think we were probably equally fucked up, and I clearly handled it better. And then
you did episode two of this season.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I was right out of the gate. I was so excited. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. iTunes gift card is in here to buy, iTunes stuff. And also from The Talking Dead, they gave me this, zombie survival Swiss Army knife. It's a fork and a spoon and a knife.
Dude.
Can I see it?
Yeah, well, I don't know, Bert.
Two sucks. Just want to just check the integrity.
That's pretty.
Well, you really, now you really have completed the Scoutmaster look that you're going for.
Guys, for those of you listening, I'm in khaki shorts. And a khaki button down with a red hat. What are you wearing?
The same thing.
What are you wearing?
I'm
the cast of Moonrise Kingdom.
Only they heard me.
She's the meteorologist.
Yeah, I'm a meteorologist.
She's doing green screen work. Can't wear any.
Well, Lauren brought this scary baby. What is this scary baby about?
It lives in my car. I would have brought some cool swag, but I didn't know. So I brought this baby doll, which I've used in many sketches. So it's been touched by me and cradled. And that's it. And it's dying now.
All right.
And it's gone.
It's being suffocated.
Don't do this with real babies, you guys. No plastic bags for real babies. And Bert brought a couple of t-shirts that are very very swanky. They're like club shirts. These are like something the Situation would wear.
It's called the nonprofit murdered out machine shirt. The machine shirt. And it's an $18 shirt. I wrote a $10,000 check for 500 fucking shirts. And my wife lost her fucking mind. Was like, I'm going to be fucking sending shirts like I work at goddamn Build-A-Bear. Are you out of your fucking mind? So I'm not making any money off of them, so it's a limited edition. So you're very lucky if you get them.
Does she work at Build-A-Bear?
No.
Oh,
I was so excited about that detail.
We're like, why
is she yelling at you about having to work at Build-A-Bear if she doesn't work at Build-A-Bear?
Not a high profit margin.
Okay. Where does she work? What did she say when this conversation actually happened?
I don't know. I'm a little drunk. Let's go to the next question. I'm having a hard time figuring out what I'm talking about. But I'm trying to answer your question, and I'm still going, hey, where the fuck am I talking about?
I don't think he asked you anything.
No. Claire brought a t-shirt that says what on it, Claire?
It's Geek Nation t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's your thing, Geek Nation?
That's my website, baby.
Really?
Okay. Check it out. Yep.
And you also brought season 7 of The X-Files.
A classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there a Buffy X-Files crossover I wasn't aware of?
No, probably. Probably one I'm not aware of myself. But a true fan could tell you. A true fan could answer that. And they will on Twitter, I'm sure, after they listen to this episode.
Yes, these guys over here already know. I checked 7 databases. No.
I'm sure that there was an actor who crossed over, not as the same character, though, right? Yeah.
Yes.
7 seasons and 7 seasons, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. You got to figure Peter
Somebody
Boyle
had a job
has been on both.
Both. Yeah.
Oh, Peter Boyle and Young Frankenstein.
The best.
Is the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen.
Please don't sing songs that I can't pay for. Have you guys been to the movies lately?
Yes.
What have you seen, Lauren?
I saw Gravity.
Oh, is it good?
It was good. I liked it.
Bert is jealous of you and your Gravity, having seen Gravity.
I saw it in 3D.
Really?
Of course. Yeah. IMAX 3D.
Not IMAX. It was all sold out. Mm. So I just saw it regular 3D.
Okay.
Yeah, and I saw some movies on Netflix, if that counts.
Sure.
I watched The Awakening, and I watched the Salinger documentary and the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary.
Date night.
I'm going to go back to the...
Yeah. He eats
go back
penises.
To the first one. The Awakening?
Yeah, it's
not
a horror
Awakenings.
Movie. No, it's
yeah,
a horror
not
movie.
The Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know
Robert
what that
De Niro.
Is. Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It's
very depressing film.
It's a British, like, early 1900s British thing where the woman's a ghost hunter and then she, like, is in this prep school and there's a ghost and shit.
Feels like I've seen that.
It was good and it wasn't too scary, so I liked it.
Well, that's how you like your horror, not too scary.
Yeah, with a romance twist at the end.
Oh, so there's probably dies. Only 2 or 3 of those.
Yeah, that was one of them.
You should do captions for the laughter impaired. Repeat whatever they said, laughing.
I would be such a good sidekick to a host of a show. I just like, yeah,
I'd be a little disruptive, actually.
Wait, who falls in love?
Well, do you want to kind
of
spoil it?
Don't give away the ending of The Awakening.
Does it matter? No one cares, right?
No, people are fired up to see The Awakening.
So whatever. It was in the Halloween movie section.
Yeah, it's the perfect season for it. Just go into November.
Yeah, the monthly Halloween.
It was like, here's what to watch on Halloween, so I watched it. It's not really romance. It's more of a family ending.
This movie is so fucking awesome!
Can I spoil it? I don't. No one cares.
No, please spoil it. I'm watch it.
It's the woman who's going to ghost hunt at this school. It turns out it used to be a house, and the kid who died when it was a house, and that was her half brother. And then he's like, "That's why he wanted her to come back there." And then she dies. Everyone dies. They all live there as ghosts forever.
Everyone's dead.
But they get to live together.
They don't fall in love.
It's not love.
There's a twist.
They don't fall in love, but he seduces her to be a ghost.
There's an incestual twist.
Yeah, they fuck. So.
As ghosts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once she crosses over.
Right.
Yeah.
Are they Jewish? Do they have to put holes in themselves?
No. But yeah. They use the eye hole.
Well, I don't
they use their eye, the ghost hole.
You never heard that?
Very interesting twist.
Jewish people making love with a hole in the sheet.
I had the weirdest fucking dream. I have a dream. Hold on.
Could you just say sidebar?
Yeah, sidebar. It's, well, the reason you say ghost is because I was at Halloween. I was like, oh, how many people look like Klan members? Now, I had a dream that I was standing. I'm going to show you guys so you know. I was standing like this on a stage.
Let me describe it.
Do it.
Pretty normal. Pretty normal Bert stance.
So, and I look over and I see five.
Pretty normal Bert stance.
I see five dudes in Klan outfits standing. Oh, it got silent. I see five dudes in Klan outfits standing next to me in kind of order, and they're all standing like that too. And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? And then I look, and on the side of the stage, I see like a mirror, and I see I'm not in a Klan outfit, but I'm wearing all white with a dunce cap. I'm like, close enough. So, and all I can think, I swear to God, all I can think in my dream, I'm thinking, Travel Channel's gonna see this and they're gonna get so fucking pissed. Like, I'm gonna get fired from my, because you can't get even close to Klanny. And so. And then I look and there's a curtain in front of us.
You probably shouldn't even give it a cute name.
Yep. It gets worse, Doug.
This is a podcast, remember?
Yep, I gotcha. And so.
Okay, drunkie.
So I look and there's a curtain in front of us. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. All of a sudden the curtain starts opening and I swear to God, in this dream, I woke up. It was so great. I hear this voice go, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the Click Clack Clans. And we start tap dancing.
What? It,
but it's, I swear, on my children's lives, but I'm so good at tap dancing because it's a dream, I can't get myself off stage. I'm like, I don't care if I'm in a Klan outfit, I'm fucking murdering it right now. And I'm doing all the fucking moves. I swear to God, I woke up and wrote it down. I was like, that's the best dream I've ever had. I'm sweating profusely.
Oh my God.
So you must be relieved that you don't have to mess with your dream journal anymore.
I had a bad one.
Because you're not going to top that.
Don't even get me started about dreams. Let's do it.
Let's do this. Let's make a pact. Now that you told me your best one.
Don't even finish it.
I don't need to hear it anymore.
Okay.
Ever again. You'll be like, this one tops it. And I'll be like, no, that one was pretty amazing. Let's not risk it.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If you ever see me calling you on your phone, send it to voicemail. It's a dream. I swear to you on my children, I will call you when I wake up from a dream, and I will tell you every single one of my dreams.
And it's I'll just delete it.
It's a new podcast called Dreamcast.
Well, you know, I'm about to launch. I don't want to say too much about it, but I'm about to launch Doug Loves Sleeping. And I think that might be fun to, like, in the middle of my sleeping, to get updates about what you've been dreaming about. Because you dream and they sort of wake you up.
They wake me up.
And then you write them in a book.
I write them, or I'll just start going, I'll just start saying the thing that'll remind me of it, like, three times. Like, Pitcher's Mound, horror movie, Blues Brothers.
I mean, I think it's kind of genius what you're pitching here. I love it.
Well, it's Doug's podcast. I'm calling it Dreamcast. It's me and you, and I just leave you voicemails of my dreams.
And it's just a series of voicemails.
And I fucking dream extensively. Like you go, oh, I dream. Oh, I fucking dream.
You create scenarios and put yourself in them.
I had a dream. Elvis and I were watching five dudes butt fuck, and my fucking dream.
See, you've already lost me at another dream story.
Nope. You know what? Save it for the voicemail.
Please do call me. But
if you see me calling, that's why I'm calling.
All right.
It's a dream. And they'll be early. You're not going to be waking up.
All right. You've eaten into your what movies have you seen lately time.
So I haven't seen anything.
That's perfect. Claire, you haven't seen anything.
That's not true. That's not true. But I was a VOD girl this week also, so I did watch The Conjuring.
Terrifying.
Of the Halloween.
You scared of dolls?
No, I haven't even seen it. I won't see it.
It was good. It was really good.
Really?
Was it really scary? It was, the part, I like horror movies that also have a romance at the end, but are based on a true story, and it really is based on a true story. It's based on these two, ghost exorcism people, ghost hunters, or they're not really ghost hunters. They're more like people call them in to solve problems, and a family that this really happened to. So I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
the actors are all really good. It's good acting. Mm-hmm. I don't go in for it because I'm not afraid of no ghosts.
And then I also watch Pacific Rim again, because that is an amazing movie.
See, that's on my list of, I haven't even seen it yet.
Is that kind of like the movie Real Steel?
No, but I loved Real Steel. It's also one of my favorite movies. But Pacific Rim is like, you have to take the robots to like a totally different level. I mean, really?
Now keep in mind when Clara speaks of these movies that if there are robots in it, she loves it.
I love it.
No matter what, as long as it's got robots.
I like robots.
She loved iRobot.
I loved iRobot.
She loved
Wall-E.
Wall-E.
I love Wall-E. These are all true.
Transformers, is that a robot?
I don't think so. Sorry, kind Michael Bay.
Most robots aren't two things, I don't think.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, they can be a maid.
Well.
Jetsons movie.
Yeah.
Jetsons movie.
All right.
Classic robot
you
flick.
You have to watch Pacific Rim, and then we can discuss.
I will. I absolutely will.
It's amazing. The first, like,
it really is?
The first, like, 30 minutes are some of the best, like, epic filmmaking. I really enjoyed it.
I'm excited. I love hearing about a good movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen We Are the Millers?
No, not yet.
I've seen it three times. I have not seen the end.
Oh. Don't you hate that when you
So you have not seen it three times.
Keep renting the movie because you keep falling asleep.
I keep falling asleep.
Is it on DVD?
I get to the part where they all make out with a boy and then I fucking pass out.
Let the game begin. Do you guys bring some name tags? You got some fancy ones out there?
Oh, fun.
My Vine still isn't working, so people at Vine Company, I don't know why it crashes all the time, but I can't Vine until you fix it.
Okay.
Just go pick who you want to play for.
Go
grab
it. Oh, I want Beavis and
Butthead. Please bring yours to the pregnant lady.
Can you? Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
And we're back. Lauren, who are you playing for over there? What is that thing?
Beavis and Butthead do Amarika? Amarika?
Marika is your name. All right.
Pretty. Super, it's 3D. Super I love it.
Oh, it's you.
Clara, I got over here getting something.
I went for the master package. This is James S. Siegel, Masters of Cinema, Stanley Kubrick.
And what's his name tag? Is he? He's with
James
the post office?
Yes, United States Postal Service.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
Yeah, he shaved his head for it.
Okay.
And I'm playing for Punch Drunk Jake. Fitting.
And he
kind of hammered.
Does he have that kind of beard?
He does.
That he drew on to Adam Sandler, and that's what you just got?
Because I was like, Punch Drunk Jake, I don't get it. And then I realized, oh, it's you. I get it.
Very complicated.
Favored tonight.
But even without the beard, he could have just changed love to Jake just for the fun of it.
Punch drop. Yep. I'm fucking hammered.
You're the best. I totally count on you to do exactly what you're doing right now, and I appreciate it. We're gonna let I usually let pregnant women go first. It's just sort of a thing I have.
It's a nice thing.
That's only happened a few times now. But then we'll go to Lauren and then to the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, I'm so scared. Dora. Am I doing it right? I'm so scared.
It's more like...
Your name's Bert. Like, you got the job.
It's more like the Wiz, Cowardly
Lion. That is the Wiz.
Not really the, historic version.
It drives me crazy when I'm watching The Wiz that Michael Jackson has a peanut butter cup on his nose.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's so distracting that it's just right there on his nose.
His whole outfit is the worst.
I think he was like 16 when he did that. He was really young.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful bad movie.
Yeah.
I wrote a review of it for my school paper in high school.
You did?
For no reason.
And you completely trashed it?
Yeah, I don't know what I wrote. I should find it.
Just FYI.
Yeah. Just you guys need to know this random movie no one gives a shit about. I'm going to write about
it. But I think everyone going through like singing school or whatever sings Home. Ballad.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Dorothy song.
Anyway, yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was good.
Apparently.
I wish they did that with every movie.
Did what?
Just made it black. Dude, like every Ben Affleck movie, just fucking make it black. Put Samuel L. Jackson. Same script, but Samuel L. Jackson.
I thought you'd say musical. I really thought you'd say make it musical.
They should do that. They've done it the other way.
Okay, explain.
They've made movies that had a black Wait, maybe I might be wrong. Wait, didn't they do To Kill a Mockingbird? They did it. They whited it up, right?
With I'm not going to have your back on that one.
Wait, no. Hold on. I'm not being
you
racist.
You mean A
I'm,
Time to Kill.
That's it. Wait. Yeah. That's it. Wait. They did it the other way, right?
And they God made it. Damn. But that, do you know what To Kill a Mockingbird is?
With Harper Lee.
Yeah. I mean, so with you know how Harper crazy Lee. Your statement was about that?
No, I don't.
No, I'm like, I missed that one.
No, wait. I don't know what I'm talking about, so tell me. They made it's about... Oh, shit. Hey, it's the same it's fucking about, story. It's the same fucking story. It's just oh, my God. God. It is more white than... James, whatever the guy's.
What's happening?
What you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Both films do deal with race in the South.
Yes.
That's where the differences end, pretty much.
Really?
I think so.
All right, let's go back to the game. Different. I'll answer. Go ahead.
It is without exception, the person that tells me, that reminds me to keep the game going is the person that stopped the game. It's an amazing trait that
That's me.
Some of you guys have.
All right, I'm ready.
Jeff Garlin.
A special few.
Yeah, they know how to keep a show going. Claire gets to pick a category.
All right.
At Chris F. Gambino suggested anti-gravity. And that's Sandra Bullock or George Clooney movies that Leonard Maltin gave 2 stars or less. Because he's anti-gravity. Or at Spear NZ suggested Machete Chills. And that's movies where Danny Trejo doesn't kill anyone. He, of course, has to be in it.
Okay.
Because he doesn't kill, he's not in and doesn't kill a lot of people in a lot of movies. But so these are ones he's in but doesn't kill anyone. And at Runaway Van suggested Radio Flyer, and that's movies where Cuba Gooding Jr. flies.
I have to...
God, please go to the first one.
Go with anti-gravity.
Yay!
Okay. God!
I'm so relived.
You get to pick a Sandra Bullock or George Clooney movie that got 2 stars or less from Leonard from 2001 or 1988.
Let's go 2001.
Thank God.
I'm making all the right choices here.
You are. This is right up my
wheelhouse. Bert, you have such a poker mouth. 2 stars from Leonard, as okay. advertised. The year is 2001.
Not so good.
He calls this movie remarkably lifeless. And he also says that, there's some cameos in it, including Henry Silva. Cameos in this movie. The great Henry Silva. And Leonard lists 12 names?
Hmm.
Yeah, so how many names Jesus. Do you think you can get it in, Claire?
I'll go 12.
Smart opening bid, Claire. Lauren?
Oh, do I bid too? Or am I supposed to just try and guess it right now?
No, you got to bid.
Okay, I'm also bidding 12 names.
You can.
Can I do that?
I should have given her a rules card. You have to go less, but you can
okay,
just go
11.
One more or less just to be safe.
11.
I'm going to go 10.
There you go. So now we go back over to Claire. And she's got to decide if she can whittle away at it further.
Think about it. There were stars in... Why am I helping her? Fuck.
I know.
He says 10 out of 12, so that's a lot of names.
Yeah.
You know I want you back next week, so.
You know you could do 7. You know you could do 7. Say 7, see what
I
happens.
Think you should name it.
No, I'm fucked.
You know it?
I'm never going to know this.
So now he gets 10 names. I'm reading from the bottom of the list up.
Okay.
And he's only going to not hear the top two names. And if he gets this wrong, I will let him tell. I mean, if you get this right.
He can tell another dream?
No. he is going to get it right. So.
Oh, I'm going to. But 2011. 2000 what? 2001 was a tough year for me.
There's a lot going on that year.
There was a lot. I was not watching a lot of movies.
Right, or maybe you were.
Just blurt it out as soon as you know it. And by that, I mean Bert, not audience members. Carl Reiner, Shabu Quinn, Bernie Mac, Eddie Jameson, Elliot Gould, Scott Kahn, Casey Affleck, Julia Roberts, Brad
cool.
Pitt, and Andy Garcia.
Is Damn. It,
and it's
the
called.
First one or the second
what's
one?
What's it called?
Ocean's 11.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Yeah, Leonard hates Ocean's 11.
You know what Dude. I was going to say to you?
Remarkably lifeless? I think it moves along at a nice pace.
I was thinking. You say five, you could name it, you could pick it out, I bet.
I'm so scared because I had no clue that whole time what
that
it was going to be.
That was like,
yeah.
I can't believe that he gave it two stars. That's where I'm a little bit flabbergasted.
Yeah, no, that was a nice curveball.
Because he's a he's a pretty fair reviewer. We love Leonard.
Now, here's my pitch. You make Ocean 11, just like The Wiz, all black. Only black actors, Kevin Hart.
But you get to replace Bernie Mac and Don Cheadle with white guys, or
yes,
keep
yes,
it all
yes,
back?
yeah. You get to. That's my fucking dude. We can make millions. It's the Tyler Perry makeover. We're fucking doing it. Ice Cube, Kevin Hart. Who else do you put in it? Mike Epps. How fucking good is this movie? Dave Chappelle. Oh shit! I just sold a fucking movie.
You know where you are right now.
Yeah.
This isn't a place to sell a movie.
So, it's a whole white crowd that look like Facebook. They're like, I don't get it.
That'd be amazing. That'd be amazing if somebody listening thought that was a great idea.
Stole it?
Jumped on board.
Tyler Perry's like, I love movies. Why not?
Who would you want to? You'd probably be Bernie Mac and I'd be Don Cheadle. I don't know why I made those choices.
I'd be Don Cheadle. I'd be Bernie Mac. You'd be Don Cheadle.
All right. I think that's what I said. Bert's on the board, you guys. He's got
that's
one
scary.
Point. He's
Congrats.
On his way.
Scary. It was intimidating.
Lauren, you know, a big strategy in this game is just make other people name it.
Okay.
And also listen to what the other people are saying because they always give away whether or
okay.
not they think they're going to get
I'm
it.
Focusing.
Yeah. You were really trying to talk her into lower names, so that's why
no,
she made
I'm
you name it.
I'm obsessed with how good Ocean's 11 with just black, how fucking great that could be.
Okay.
It could be pretty sweet.
I'm telling you. Okay, keep going.
But how would that many black guys get into a casino? they'd be suspicious from the first scene. We're all these black guys on the other ends of the casino winking at each other. How do you drive a car?
I'm not going to start this. This is so funny. All the premises would be shot because.
Oh my God.
You can't even tag his own
shit. Who do you think did it? Well, it was a fucking 12 black guys. That's who fucking robbed the bank. It's a 12 fucking black
guys. No. It wasn't them. It wasn't them. There were two white guys with them. Why would two white guys be hanging out with them?
It's having a total meltdown about Kaiser Sose.
Did anyone just understand what I said?
Oh my God.
I got it.
We got suspects.
It. Yeah, we heard you.
So
we
fucking funny, Doug. Oh my God.
Should I charge money for this episode?
Oh Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking
throw up. I think you're gonna have
to. That was the funniest fucking, oh shit. I'm sweating profusely.
You could do probably 30 minutes on different movies where the cast were all black.
The Runaway Bride. Well, I'm gonna get a beer.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Lock the curtain, lock it down.
Oh my God.
All right, Lauren, you get to go first.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't need him for this.
Okay.
He'll be right back. He just went to.
Fucking greatest. Oh my God, that's a fucking bit, man. That is so fucking funny. Oh, that is so fucking funny.
It's too bad everyone's heard it already. Lauren, you can't put it on your next album now.
Oh, fuck.
Unless you come up with 20 more. It could be your You Might Be a Redneck If. Yeah, calm down.
That's one of
calm
my
down.
Favorite,
you're,
that's
you're,
one of my favorite
you're sitting
laughs.
On a pile of gold.
Oh, it's one of my favorite. I love when a laugh happens like that. All night long, I'm going to hear you say, it's the two black guys winking at each other.
Well, we have proof that if laughter induced childbirth,
yeah.
Then Bert would have had a baby by now.
It's true.
I apologize, Lauren, for
hey,
having
okay.
you on with this.
I apologize so much. I wish this hadn't happened, but I'm so glad it did.
That's an amazing country song. I wish this didn't happen, but I'm so glad it did.
I don't know how you can focus right now and tell a different joke. My brain is all it's doing is thinking of movies that...
It's not just thinking about it. It won't shut up about it.
Okay, let's go. Change it. Change it. Make it happen. I brought you a beer.
All right, here we go,
oh,
Jeff.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Oh, he made up for it.
Yeah, if you wanted a beer, that worked out good. Okay.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Sam Rockwell's celebrating a birthday today.
He's a good
great
actor.
Great Sam Rockwell.
I saw The Way Back on Silence on the airplane.
Yeah, I'd love to put it on Silence. So much more fun to say than mute. And did it look like he was handing out pearls of wisdom to that young man?
Doug, I'm still in the joke before. I can't. I'll tell you later.
Are you guys still having fun with this, or is it getting his desperate?
Wait.
Stop it. It's going to stop right now. Okay, just go. If they didn't...
You do a Rosa Parks one?
If they couldn't do The Way Back with that cast but black, because everyone would go, oh, it must be all racist. All right.
I don't get that one.
Because... Okay, go ahead.
It's okay. You were on a roll with it.
Let's just make this happen. That was one of the best fucking laughs I've
That's
had.
That's great. It's fun to watch someone
time.
Really enjoy
it
something.
It is, yeah. We like it.
Best seats in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Those are good
and this
laughs.
Is what's happening with his face. That's no CGI.
No.
That's really
those
happening.
Are real
That's
tears.
Pure joy. Oh. Pure joy.
Dude, I'm
That's
fucking happening. 41, and I can laugh like that. Like, do you remember 41-year-olds when we were kids laughing? Never.
No, to be honest with you, when I hear them laughing, it's at the airport, and I get irritated. Like, what's so goddamn fun at the airport?
Yeah, why are you laughing?
The stools have feet.
What?
Max and Irma's, the stools have feet. This one, you see older people laughing as they're like, they walk into Max and Irma's. It's a very popular restaurant in the Midwest. And they're like, I heard a dude laugh. He's like, ah, the stools have feet. And I was like, seriously? That's your fucking threshold. The stools have seat feet, and you're keep going. I'm fucking. I'm.
Lauren gets to pick a category.
Okay, I'm excited.
She's ready.
I'm ready.
Would you like mauled to death? We got to get rid of this one. And by we, I mean me, Doug. Get rid of it. And that's movies that either have Gretchen Mall or take place in a mall.
Oh, okay.
And then at Santa Gaga Bieber suggested Rushmore, and that's movies that have Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, or Roosevelt in them as a character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then...
I don't like history.
Movies with The Rock.
Sorry, buddy. This one is inconceivable. And it's movies where with infertile women.
Ooh, that one.
Okay. Would you like a movie with infertile women, women from 2006 or 2008?
2008.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
Apologies to put your hands together. 2.5 stars for this movie from 2008. Leonard says about this movie that Bert Kreischer laughs just thinking about it. And that he says this movie is pretty bland, though certainly watchable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like I said, 2.5 stars, and infertile women or woman, and he lists 13 names. So okay. How many, reading from the bottom of the cast list up, the smart bit, if you don't think you know it, is just say 13 names.
Okay, I'm going to say 11.
Oh, okay.
And it's about women that are infertile. I'm sorry.
Claire is next.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Lauren started with 11 out of 13.
I'll say 10.
Okay, Bert.
This is about women that are infertile?
Infertile? Well, I think one.
It has at least one woman who is infertile.
In real life or in the script?
Well, since I don't see the doctor's records of most actresses, I had to go with it's happening on the screen. I don't know why Rosie O'Donnell adopted.
I thought you were going to say Kathy Bates.
I don't remember Kathy Bates adopting anyone, but
I'm going to say 7.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, so I can't. Lauren, I don't think I can.
Doesn't want to go further than that, so she's going to say name it.
Name it.
But think about it. Okay. I thought you were going to say 5.
Okay, wait, I want to try. What if I fail? It's okay. I'll do 6.
Yeah, you can't not try.
Okay, and I'm going to say name it.
All
okay.
Right.
Now I'm so
good job.
Scared.
Cutthroat.
Why not?
Yeah, she's playing for 2, so she's very vicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
cute.
Your 6 names are... I have faith in you on this one.
Uh-oh.
James Rebhorn. Dennis O'Hare.
Good luck.
Siobhan Fallon Hogan.
Don't know that person.
Used to be Siobhan Fallon.
Oh.
She was on SNL.
Jimmy Fallon's wife?
No.
Dennis
Paul
is
Hogan's
on.
Wife?
Who is she on SNL? Who's that?
Siobhan Fallon? I don't know if she had any really recurring characters. But
let's not put a face on
she
it.
Was the,
oh, I need that.
She was the wife of the... of the crazy...
The contest, Doug!
Crazy monster. But you get to hear it, too.
Crazy monster?
In Men in Black.
Sure. Oh, I don't remember that.
It's an
it doesn't help me.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm scared.
John Hodgman.
Oh, okay, wait.
Yeah, past and future guests of this show, Judge Hodgman. John Hodgman. Holland Taylor. And Moira Tierney.
Is that 6?
Oh my God.
That sounds like a lot to me.
That's 5, I think.
Sounds like 6.
James Rebhorn, Dennis O'Hare. Yeah, that's it. Siobhan Fallon.
Shut it down, Doug.
I'm freaking out.
Holland Taylor. Maura Tierney.
That almost
helped. Infertility. Pretty bland, but though certainly watchable. From 2008.
I saw it. That's like totally up my alley.
I can bet you saw it.
Oh, fuck.
I bet you money.
Can I have one more hint? Oh my God, I'm freaking out.
It's okay. We have to move on, though.
No, okay.
I know it's wrong.
What to expect and you're expecting is wrong.
That is absolutely incorrect. but it was at least you. It does have infertility in it. And Steve Martin was the next name. Does that help?
Oh wait.
And the leads were Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Oh, baby mama.
Yeah, baby mama. So Claire gets the point, and we got to keep going. Super apologies to put your hands together. And
that's close.
Yeah, Bert gets to pick the category.
Good luck, ladies.
And then it goes to Claire. And would you like Golden Showers Pee Book? It's a classic one. That's motion pictures that begin with the letter P. Mm-hmm. The Spectacular Now. Let me check and see if I got one in there. That's okay, that's good. The Spectacular Now. This is a movie that is in theaters now and got over 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. So it's the cream of the crop in theaters now, The Spectacular Now. And then there's The Spectacled Now, and that's a movie where the lead character wears glasses. Which one of those would you like to play?
Does that mean The Spectacle Now, that he's wearing glasses today, like now? Is that like the, like, is that movie?
The theoretical.
It's in the theaters now?
No.
I'm going to jump over this table. Just to add some theatricality, I could just walk around. In the movie. Where's glasses in the movie? Things in the movies.
I'm going to go with...
not their speculation about their personal lives.
Specular, you know what I mean. The last one.
Which one?
The last one.
Glasses?
Yep,
spectacled?
Glasses.
Right. Glasses. Glasses.
Hang on a second. I'm having issues.
It's okay.
I'm gonna get this. All right. Oh, this is a good one. Would you like one? A movie where the lead character wears glasses from 1979, 1997, or 2001?
I'm gonna say 1997 was my height in watching. No, that was not. I'm gonna say 2001.
You just said you saw no movies in 2001.
No, 1997 was even worse, though. 97 was when I graduated college, and it was not a movie year for me.
2.5 stars.
I should have done 1997. I bet it's Titanic.
Let me just do a quick check on that. No, not
2001.
Titanic.
So, Leonard Maltin gave it.
2.5.
Did Leonardo DiCaprio wear glasses?
No one had glasses.
I sincerely thought that would skate by. I saw you shake your head, and you went, "He didn't wear fucking glasses."
No, nobody.
Yeah, Baseball Jordan doesn't put up with that shit.
The guy that played the tuba on the band, whatever.
2001 is the year. 2.5 stars, like I said, from Leonard. He mentions that the lead character is bespectacled. He says that the movie's overlong, and he says that but nothing. Somebody's getting Claire's getting a call.
Sorry,
they're calling you to tell you that your baby's.
That it's happening.
Does your baby have womb phone? It was known outside the U.S. by a different name. That's an interesting clue. That's a really interesting clue. And he lists a shit ton of names. 18 names. 17 names.
17 names?
Jesus.
Yeah, let's go with 17.
And I know that we've covered this before, but when I say 9, it's the bottom 9, right?
It's the last.
Right. I'm going to say 15.
18 names.
I'm going to say I can name it in 12 names.
17 names.
18 names is the total?
Yes.
And I said 12.
Okay. I'm going to say name it.
Oh, what?
That was a gangster move right there.
I wanted to do it to you. I was getting ready.
But
I
want this is going to end it, so I appreciate that. Can you come back next week, Bert?
Dude, is it that easy?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just checking.
No, I can't.
Yeah, he can't even make it, so...
I'm in Kauai.
This is a tiebreaker between you and me.
Hey, if I win, can I send my wife here?
Yes.
She will be so
Claire books
bored.
The show now. That would be
my wife,
that would be weird.
Claire,
the audience
wait,
didn't really same, seem to get group, too excited
just
about.
Just move with my wife and just realize how much fun I am in that relationship.
Oh, that's so mean.
Oh, really? She's not here. It doesn't matter. It's not real if she's not here. All right, keep going. 12 names.
Yes, they are David Bradley.
Don't know that guy.
Zoe Wanamaker.
Sounds like she makes chocolate.
Julie Walters.
Coaches a softball team.
Warwick Davis.
Who?
Tom Felton.
Tom Felton. Cigarettes.
Sean Biggerstaff.
I know that guy.
Richard Griffiths.
Dear. Richard Dreyfuss.
Fiona Shaw.
Fiona Shaw. Richard Dreyfuss.
John Cleese. Cleese.
John Cleese. Oh, wait.
Oh.
No. Cleese. Richard Griffiths. I said it correctly. John Cleese. John Hurt. How many more do you get? Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman?
That's it. That's it. That's 12, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I can name it.
She's right.
Oh, no, he gets one more. It's not going to help, though. Ian Hart.
Kevin's brother.
In this cast, definitely. And you should do a black version of this.
Dude. Genius.
John Cleese. Is it that easy that I really don't know it?
Yes. I'm so excited that Claire's coming back next week. She's unstoppable.
John Cleese. 2001, William Hurt. Which one's he again?
He's the one that was in this.
I can't fucking believe this.
I'm just going to write it down and make it official. Declare is the winner.
I am going to say...
I'm declaring Claire is the winner.
Claire knows it.
She's coming
hold on,
back
hold on,
week.
Hold on, hold on. Is it... Fuck. Is Tom Selleck in this movie?
No.
You think they wouldn't... They would. How could they ever look at the premier English actor of all our times? With this cast.
Tell me if you want me to tell him.
Maggie Smith, Robbie Coltrane, Richard Harris, Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, and Daniel Radcliffe.
He still doesn't know.
Oh, you cocksuckers. Are you
yes,
shitting
me? Yes,
that
was the working title of Harry
Are
Potter.
You fucking
and
shitting
the Sorcerer's
me?
Stone
Are
with,
you
oh, you
fucking
cocksuckers.
Shitting me? Harry Potter?
Wears glasses.
Of course he does. And you know what? You're looking at me and you kind of look like him. This whole time I'm looked as he not
yeah,
had a fucking...
It's you. Uncanny, actually.
Well, congratulations, Claire.
Lauren, does your crazy name tag have a shithead written on the back? I don't think so.
Don't
so,
think so
could
oh,
that
wait.
Person come up here?
Unless I missed it.
Marika?
Oh, it stands up.
Could you come write one down for me? And we got one from Bert. And congratulations to Claire. We'll
Yay.
See you
Woo-hoo.
Again next week.
Breaking my own pregnant record.
With some more awesome guests. I think everyone next week is all from the same film. So that'll be fun. What does that say? Oh, I get it. Okay. That's a nice one. Thank you.
Fucking Harry Potter.
Yeah. Kind of crazy how I picked a movie that's probably the first one that pops into people's heads when
yeah,
you say.
Yeah, well, guys, that's what you get when you
lead
read.
Character wears.
I read the books,
glasses.
Obviously. I read
right,
all.
And of course, he had LASIK in the books.
It's just one of those things they change.
Kind of glassed over the whole glasses. They didn't want to make it bully, you know, like type of.
Lauren, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Watch Orange is the New Black on Netflix. Woo! And.
I do love that show.
Thank you. And I'll be on House of Lies, recurring on House of Lies this season.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have scenes with our friend Ben Schwartz?
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you'll be so funny together. That's awesome.
He's fun.
Claire, what's going on besides this baby?
Go see Big Ass Spider in the theaters or VOD.
Yeah.
It's super
with
funny.
Greg Grunberg's in
Greg
it.
Greg Grunberg, Ray Weiss.
How can you guess that movie after we said all those names, Bert?
Harry Potter. Fucking so angry about
Big
that.
Big ass Potter.
Big ass Potter.
Big ass Potter.
That's the black version.
Or the name of your next DVD.
Big ass Potter, get it?
It could happen.
If you had to make Harry Potter black, who would you put in the lead? Think about it.
Carrie Washington.
Urkel's little long in the tooth.
That's great of it. Will Smith. Will Smith's
shit. Oh, great. No. Pop-in. He's too cool.
Yeah, he can't fake being a nerd.
I've seen the American Girl movie, put his daughter in, she can play a boy. You have to have children to get that joke.
She's in the American Girl movie?
In the American Girl movie. It's fucking pointless. The one that the Robin from Batman's in, she plays a boy throughout the entire movie, and at the end they reveal she's a girl. Would have been great if you guys hung out at my house all the time and watched this fucking American Girl mob movie I've seen 20 fucking times.
Does it ever jump into your head while you're jerking off?
Oh, Bert walked out of the room.
God, or maybe it's just on in the background.
I fucking love this. Can you make this a segment?
Someone over there. Oh, God.
You've made my favorite thing I'm going to think about forever.
We should do a segment called Doug's trying to wrap the show up right now, Bert.
We got 1 minute, Doug.
According to what? They were 15 minutes late.
Oh, okay.
That's how I know, because that clock there. Oh, let's have the dude that Claire was playing for come and get his prizes.
Come on, the whole prize bag.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, yay.
Thank you for coming,
well, that's
dude.
Fun to get it all.
I know. It's nice. Yeah. Nice little swag.
Do it up.
Yeah. And catch Getting Doug with High every Wednesday at 4:15 Pacific Standard Time. YouTube.com/Doug Benson. You've heard of this, right, Bert?
No, I have not.
I smoke weed with the guest on live stream for 45 minutes every Wednesday.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's true.
That's fucking awesome.
Were you going to say, can I do it?
No, I cannot do it. I don't smoke weed.
I knew you'd be excited for me, though.
I think that's a fucking great idea.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah, you should do it right after you give birth.
Yeah, I should.
Just come right over.
I'll do the crossover. The podcast YouTube crossover.
That's fucking a great idea, man. I can't wait to see that.
Somebody's phone is going off.
I guess you have, cool, dude. You have Rush coming on stage as your ringtone?
He says no.
No. People clapping. I have stuff to plug.
Oh, I wish we had time.
Thank you, Doug,
for
having
me. We're speeding to a conclusion.
I've had a blast.
What do you want to plug, buddy?
Nothing.
November 8th, tickets go on sale to see Bert Kreischer and Doug Benson at the Nob Hill Masonic Temple in San Francisco, California. Yeah, New Year's Eve countdown with us. Hosted by Pete Holmes, also featuring Natasha Leggero, Moshe Kasher, and Rory Scovel. It's people that are on my podcast and each other's podcasts.
It's fucking great. I can't wait.
It's going to be so much fun.
I'm going to geek out about everyone's shows. You're Getting High show, Pete's show, Natasha's. Probably everyone's got a fucking TV show these days. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You've had three or four already.
Yeah.
You've had your share.
So my book is on pre-order right now. If you want to go to burtburtburt.com, you can pre-order my book, Life of the Party. I have a documentary. You can pre-order that. And I have...
pre-order, you just mean they hope that you do finish this project
and
put it out on the marketplace?
Doug. Not even fucking close.
Yeah, so just pre-order that shit.
If there are enough pre-orders,
I will finish
the book. If you wish
it to happen through pre-order...
If I get 100,000 pre-orders, I'll finish it.
How many do you have so far?
Let's not get into that. How many pages? It looks good.
No, how many pre-orders?
Write a blurb.
How many people want it?
I don't want to get into those numbers.
Can I guess if I get it right?
You're never going to get it right. You're going to go so low, and it's so much
higher. I don't think I'm going to go that low.
I guarantee you.
4,000 people.
Wrong.
That's low?
That's low.
Write the fucking book then.
Well, yeah. I want to get on the New York. Look, let's drop this. I'm drunk. Let's go. Let's wrap it up. How do we do? Doug loves everybody. Pregnant women. He's on Orange. It's the New Black.
I gotta say who the shitheads are.
Oh, yep, sorry. Tell me when to start it up again.
Do either of you want to change your shithead really quick?
I love this show the way I... Oh, keep going. Just don't not let me talk.
All right.
Wrap it up.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is a shithead? No, no talking. Thanks, Lauren. Thanks, Clara. Thanks, Bert. And vehicular mishaps are a shithead.
Yay.
Now it's time for fun with one another. Talking eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes it cocky. There's no room in